once this was appreciated, people pressed the panic button pretty quickly. The ozone depleting potential of all the CFCs is not the same. The reference is CFC 11. So this guy then, ozone depletion potential of 1, lifetime of 70 years, CFC 12, which was the other big one, slightly less ozone depletion potential. This is in terms of its ability to release the radical and then a much longer lifetime. There are things that are much worse. So the halons, which are the refrigerants used for firefighting in mission critical situations. So if you want to see some halon, I'm pretty sure, actually I haven't checked, must do it. There's some big red cans sitting outside the ATSI building. The herbarium is a mission critical application. It can't go down. So I'm pretty sure they're using halons as firefighting chemicals in there. So if something goes wrong in there, they have to protect everything, they kill the air. They just hit the button on these things and it's such a dense gas that it flushes all of the air from the room. So you've literally got a very short amount of time before you have to be out of that room because there's no oxygen left in the room. So it's a very effective way of putting out a fire. So these guys have got ozone depletion potentials much bigger than 1. The problem then of the ozone depletion potential of the CFCs then, once it was appreciated, DuPont went, uh-oh, we've got to abandon ship on these ones. So they immediately synthesized some other compounds that would do the same job but without the ozone depletion potential. So you'll now see, for instance, on your propellants, or if you look on your fridge, things like this. HFC is hydrofluorocarbon, so we've got no chlorines in this one. Ozone depletion potential is 0. This one here, it's then a hydrochlorofluorocarbon, HCFC22, ozone depletion potential of 0.05. So what we're seeing is that the modern replacement compounds, much less of an issue in terms of ozone depletion potential than the early chlorofluorocarbon. When we get to the greenhouse chemistry, we will see that what is not a problem for one situation is a very significant problem for the next. So when they made these things, the greenhouse thing really wasn't on the horizon. What they've now discovered is that all of these new replacement compounds make carbon dioxide look like a chicken. So these things are really red hot greenhouse gases compared to carbon dioxide and water, which are our normal sort of greenhouse gases. So there's a few issues with that. They haven't got any replacements for the replacements yet that I've heard on the horizon. Now, why these things work in terms of having a reduced ozone depletion potential is you want your chemical to work as a refrigerant, and then when the air conditioner blows up or whatever and it's released to the atmosphere, you have to clean up that compound before it makes it to the stratosphere. So the cleanup molecule in the troposphere is the hydroxyl radical. We'll see how the hydroxyl radical forms in a few minutes. So the hydroxyl radical then, very reactive in the troposphere, it attacks the hydrofluorocarbon and it abstracts a hydrogen from it, and in this case here you'll see that the OH ends up as H2O and the original HFC ends up as a radical. Now that radical is now unstable. It falls apart and ends up as hydrofluoric acid, carbon dioxide, and everything's rained out. So that molecule then never makes it up to the stratosphere, simply cleaned up by hydroxyl